We're holding the Gemara Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Zok the Gemara Ton Rabbonon. Shimon Hap Kuli Hizde Yutches Brachas Lifneir Megamliel Ala Seder Biyavne. Shimon Hap Kuli was Misadeh Deshmane Esrei De Yutches Brachas in front of him Megamliel Ala Seder. And the question is, did we show him Avon already? Anshe Knesset Hagdolah were Miyased Deshmane Esrei De Yutches Brachas. So what does it mean Shimon Hap Kuli? The pshat is that Shimon HaPikuli was machzir, that which was forgotten. Bizmanim Gamliel, Zok Deshit Mukbetzes. Bizmanim Gamliel was forgotten. The Shmoni Esrei that was Nisiasa Ali the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah. And Shimon HaPikuli was machzir it again. He was machzir Atoyle Yoshna. That's one pshat. Rabbi Yoina brings another pshat. And Rabbi Yoina says that originally Anshe Knesset Hagdolah were Misakin Shmoni Esrei. Yutches brachas for every person to pick and choose to utilize at the time of its need, of their needs. That means the yutches brachas wasn't said every day by every person. There were yutches brachas that were mesukin, for every tefillah that was necessary. So Shimon HaPikulu was mesader, the original yutches brachas, the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah were mesaken, that every person should say it every single day. That was the tikkun of Shimon HaPikuli. He was Mesari Yutchez Brachas. So he did it Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel B'Yavna. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Gamliel L'Chachomim. Rabbi Gamliel told the Chachomim, Klum Yesh Odom Sheyadeh L'Sakim Birchaz HaTzidukim? Is there anyone that can be Mesakin a Brocha connected to Tzidukim, connected to Minim? Because a Brocha to be Mesakin is not stam the word. It has to be Bo'is Yoseo B'Diktukeo, exactly to make the right Roshim in Shemayim. So you need a special Kavonis, how to be Mesakin it. And the right wording, and the right lettering, and the right Oisius. Zog Dumara Omat Shmuel HaKoten. So Shmuel HaKoten stood up, and he was Mesakin it, V'Tikno, and he was Mesakin a Brocha, V'la Malshinim, connected to Tzdukim, connected to Minim. Other gesoys that were taken out by the censors, Rashi in I think in Megillah, other places it says keneged talmidin of Yeshua Noitzri. So Omat Shmuel Akotin v'Tikno l'shona acheres the following year shochacha Shmuel Akotin forgot it, and the Mefarshim explained what do you mean he forgot it, because the tefillah wasn't so shogeg b'fiv, it was only the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur said it, so that he wasn't it was only b'chazaras hashatz, it wasn't shogeg, or others say because Shimon HaPikuli was like Terosi Umnosi. So he's Mafsik L'Tfilah. He's not Mafsik L'Tfilah, I mean. Terosi Umnosi, he's not Mafsik L'Tfilah. So he didn't always daven. So it wasn't as Shogah B'Fiv. Akaponim, the Gemara says, Shokhecha. Zog the Gemara, Daf Chav Tes Omed Aleph, V'Hishkiv Bo Shtayim V'Sholosh Shois. V'Hishkiv Zog Rashi, Choshav Liskar Oiso. He was Mechashi, he was Maharer. How could I remember? 2-3 hours he stood up there. V'Loi Heluo. And they did not remove him. Now, first of all, the Pnei Shuba warns, why is it not a hefsik for 2-3 hours? You have a break in the middle of Chazor Sashatz. The Teret says, because he was Mahara Bebrocha the whole time. So that's not called a hefsik. The Bialoch in Kuf Chavov, Itaka discusses, what's the together, how long do you have to wait for a Shliach Tzibur? It says, V'lo Yaluo, they waited 2-3 hours. So if he's stuck in a certain paragraph, you have to wait. How long do you have to wait? 1 hour, he brings the Rambam, 2-3 hours, like Shimon, like they did by Shmuel HaKotan. Akoponim, there is a zman that you wait before you remove him. But Akoponim, v'lo yeluo. Frek di Gomorrah, my lo yeluo. Why did they not remove him from being the Baal Tefillah? After all, he was shochach, and he didn't know how to say the Birchas Haminim. After all, not knowing Birchas Haminim is a raya that it could be a problem. If a person makes mistakes in all the brachas, ain malin oisoi, then taki don't remove him. However, if someone makes a mistake in the birchas lamal shinim, malin oisoi, because we're choishish that maybe he's one of the tzdukim. Zog dimor chayshino shem minhu. Zog dimor shani shmuel akotin diu tikno. Shmuel akotin is no chash that he was a min. He was the mesakin the bracha connected the minim. So Avada, there's no chash that he's a min, so that's why ain malin oiso, like all the brachas. Even though usually birchas tzedukim malin oiso, you remove him, but by Shmuel HaKotan, the miyasid of the tefillah, Avada, there's no chash he's a min. Frek the Gemara, what's the raya? V'nechesh dilma hodabe? Maybe he was chazal, he went off the derech hodabe. So even though he was misakin a bracha connected to minim, but he became a min. So why would it not be malim? Why did they remove him? Zog Gemara, Om Rabbaya Gmira. Tava loy have bisha, gemira tava loy have bisha. meaning Gemira. I have a Kabbalah. I learned from my Rebbeim. The Tavel lo yave bisha. Something good does not turn into something bad. So it can't be that Shmuel HaKotan became afterwards a min. Zogdi Gemara veloi. It's not possible that Tavel can become a bisha. V'oksiv uveshuv tzadik mitzit kosoi v'osa ovel. It says clearly that uveshuv tzadik mitzit kosoi v'osa ovel. That even a tzadik can turn into a rasha. So why are you saying that it's impossible? Zogdi Gemara, that's talking about ha'u rasha mikoroi. That's talking about someone who was a rasha mikoroi. And then afterwards he did tshuva from his rishis. And he became a tzadik. And then it's possible that shuv tzadik mitzit kosev v'asa ovel, that he goes back to his original chazal asuroi. Meaning rosh v'asa tzadik, it's shaykh that v'shuv tzadik mitzit kosev, and he becomes a rosh again v'asa ovel. Mashe enkein av a tzadik mi'ikora, someone who's a tzadik mi'ikora, like Shmuel HaKotan was. So then if avade loy, it's not shaykh, we have a gemira, we have a kabbalah, that tavel av a bisha, a tzadik doesn't turn into a rosh. Frek di gemara v'loy, a tzadik mi'ikora cannot turn into a rosh. Votnan, steht in Mishnah in Ovis, al tamin ba'atzvchad yoy moyscho. So we see clearly that a person can never be assured, even though he is a tzaddik mi'ikora. Al tamin ba'atzvchad yoy moyscho. Sharei Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimish b'kuna gedoy l'shmonim shana. Yochanan Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. And yet, what happened? V'lebseif nas tzduki. So we see he became a tzduki. So nothing is assured. Omer Abaya, so Abaya says, hu yanai hu Yochanan. That Yochanan Kohen Gadol was tak originally Yanei HaMelech that killed all Chachmi Yisrael. So he wasn't really a tzaddik mi'ikora. So according to Abaye, it's not shver. It's shaykh that he became a tzduki. Rova Omar, Yanei L'chud v'Yochanan L'chud, two different people. Yanei Rosh mi'ikora, Yanei was tak Rosh mi'ikora, v'Yochanan tzaddik mi'ikora. So Yochanan was a tzaddik mi'ikora. So we see a tzaddik mi'ikora can also turn into a Rosh. So Nichol Abaye, that he was, who Yanei, who Yochanan, so he was a Rosh mi'ikora. So it makes sense that he became a tzduki. That's Taka Shaykh that he went back. We just said that Tzadik Mi'ikora doesn't turn into a Rasha. According to Rava, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Tzadik Mi'ikora. So it's Kasha. We see that even though Lechotim Mi'olam, still he turned it then into a Tzduki. And for the Gemara Omelach Rava, Tzadik Mi'ikora Nami, Dilma Hodabei. Even a Tzadik Mi'ikora, it's Shaykh that Hodabei. So if that's the case, so why would they not masik Shmuel HaKotan? Why wouldn't they emale him? Why didn't they remove him if maybe he turned into a tzduki? Even if it was tzaddik mi'ikora, that shouldn't answer the kasha. Why didn't they remove him? And for the Gemara, shiny Shmuel HaKotan the aschel bo. Shmuel HaKotan was different. He started the beginning of the Birch Saminim. He made a mistake in the midst of the bracha. The Omer Avi, Omer Avi, Tamer Rav Shuv ben Levi, Loi Shonu. This that we said that when Mesalik, someone who makes a mistake in Birchas Aminim, is Elish Lehischel Bo. He didn't start the Brocha. So you're choshes that maybe he's a min. He didn't start the Brocha. He didn't want to start it. Aval Hischel Bo. But if you started it and you made a mistake in the middle of the Brocha, then Goimro, then we take a wait until you remember to be Mashlim the Brocha, and then he's Messiah the Tefillah. And that was the case by Shmuel HaKotan. Zog dem mal weiter, Hani, Sheva de Shabbat, connected me. On Shabbos, we don't say Shmoyne Esri Brochus, we say seven Brochus. The Gimel Rishoynes, the Gimel Achroynes, and in the middle, we say Kedush Hayoyim. So, the Pnei Shu explains the Gemara's Kasha, that Be'etzim it's Shver, what do you mean connected me? On Shabbos, you can't be Mevakish Tachnunim. So, Avada, you can't say Yudches Brochus. So, Al Kocha, what are you left with? You're left with the Gimel Rishoynes, the Gimel Achroynes, and the Kedush Hayoyim in the middle. So, Al Kocha, Zayin. So what do you mean that connected me? Connected because you can't be mevakesh yudches like you usually have the tachnunim bakosh in the middle. So you're left with three in the beginning, three in the end, and kedush hayom in the middle. Zokta Pnei Yeshua that you could have been koil kedush hayom in the middle of the brach of ritzei in the avoida. Just like we do in Yalav Yavoi, just like we do in Shchoidesh. We say Yalav Yavoi, which is in the middle of the avoida. So the question is, why is it Zion? Sheva the Shabbat connected me. It could have been six. It could have been three in the beginning, three in the end, and be koil kedush hayom. Like you do Yalav Yavoi. So like the Gemara, Hani Sheva, the Shabbat connected me. And for the Gemara, Omer Reb Chalafta ben Shol, connected Shiva Koilish, Shomer David ala Mayim. That David HaMelech said in Kapitel Choftes, where it says over there, Koil Hashem ala Mayim. So that Kapitel, Tosfos Rosh, actually says that this Kapitel is really referring to Matan Torah. It says, Koil Hashem Yochel Midbar, Yochel Hashem Midbar Kodesh. So since Torah was nitna b'Shabbos, so they were mesakin, like the Morris in Shabbos, in Peites. So since it was given on Shabbos, so they were mesakin Zion brachas on Shabbos. As always, Dr. Tais Rosh, what's the pshat in the Zion is keneged Shiva Kolish Omer David Alamayim, which is Matan Torah, and Torah is nitna b'Shabbos. So that's on Shabbos you do seven. Zog Gemara Vayta Hani Teisha the Rishona keneged me on Rosh Hashanah. We say nine brachas. So Vayta Zog the Pnei Yeshua that what's the Gemara's kasha nine on Rosh Hashanah? After all, you have the Gimel Yishonis, you have the Gimel Achronis, that's six, and now you have to say Malchit Zechonis Shoyfris, so that should be seven. Malchit Zechonis Shoyfris, Mechates, it's three separate ones. In fact, the Gemara, Hani Tisha the Rosh Hashanah connected me, it should have been Gimel Yishonis, Gimel Achronis, and Malchit Zechonis Shoyfris as one, so it should be seven. So why is it not one? Avdem Zog the Gemara, the reason why it's nine is because there's Teisha Askoras by Tfilas Chana. Zog the Gemara, Hani Teisha the Rosh Hashanah connected me, Om Reb Yitzchak de Min Kartingden, connected Teisha Askoras Shom Reb Chana b'Tfiloso. Chana in her Tfila, in Shmuel over there, it says there's nine Askoras of Shem Hashem that she mentioned in the Tfila. So Melech, since Rosh Hashanah she was Nifkad, so we say nine brachas connected. Zog the Gemara, Om Amal, B'Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Rachel B'Chana. They were all Nifkad on Rosh Hashanah. So Keneged Askaras of Tfilas Chana. So Melech we say Teisha. And the fact that we Takalein Vashem Pocket Sarah, we laid in Rosh Hashanah is because to show that Ein Lo Volod, like it says in the Baal HaMusa, stated in the Torah says Ein Lo Volod, she had no Beis Rechem. And yet she was answered. So on Rosh Hashanah we mispalel even on things which seem so far off. Keneged Ateva Ein Lo Volod. And still, the Rosh Hashanah Nifkada, so that's where Takari read the parsha of Hashem Pocket HaSorah. But Al-Kaparim Zogti Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah Nifkada HaSorah Rochel V'chano, Hani Esrim V'Arba Taneso connected me, on Tainis, we say 24 brachas. By Shemana Esrim, they said it then, B'Shaz HaTainis. Zogti Gemara, Omer Reb Chelba connected, Chav Dalet Renonois, Shom HaShloim B'Shosh Shichnes Ona, Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. There were 24 Renonois that Shloim HaMelech said, meaning 24 different Lashonis of Tfilas Agdashi, that Shloim HaMelech said at the time when he brought the Oren to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Agdashi, Rino, Tfila, Tchino, Kulon, Chav, Dalad, Ika, 24 different types. So, Fregmori, Hochi, Kol, Yoim, and Naminim, Rino. So every day, Shmona Esrei, we should have Chav, Dalad. Can I get the Chav, Dalad, Renonis that Shloim HaMelech said? What's unique about the Tainis? So Agdashi, Mora, Amas Amrinu Shloima, when did Shloima Melech say the Chavdal Renonois? Biyoyim de Rachma. He said it in a day that he needed to be Mavakish Rachmim, that the Shorim of the Kodesh HaKadosh should open up. So Anonami Biyoyim de Rachmi Amrinu Lu. So we take a say it on the tiniest, which is on Yoyim de Rachmi. Zog the more weiter Rabbi Yeshua Oima Me'ein Yutches. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yeshua said Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. You don't say regular Shmoneh Esrei, but rather you say Me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. Zog the Gemara, my me'ein shmoneh esrei. What is me'ein shmoneh esrei? Rav, my me'ein kol brocha v'brocha. Rav Shita is that it means me'ein kol brocha, zog Rashi. Oy me bekoitz mevorecha kol achas v'achas. Every brocha, you say a shortened version. So the machlokes is showing him what that means. The Ra'ah learns that you take the brochas emtsoyos and you say the beginning and the end of the brocha. For instance, at choinein la'odom das, boch ad Hashem choinein ados. And you say every bracha, just the first and the end of the bracha. That's the ra'ah. The Rebbeinu Chananel says that lav dafki start at the beginning. You just say the crux of the bracha. You say, chonenim itcha das, bochat Hashem chonin adas. Akoponim, it's a bekitzer of all the brachas and tzoyis. So that's Rav Shita. That's called me'ein yutches. Me'ein kol bracha v'bracha. Ushmuel omar, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu. It's a Birchas Havineinu. Birchas Havineinu is koilel all the brachas and tzoyis in there. And the Gemara enumerates. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu ledas drochecho umoylech lebaveinu liirosecho v'tislach lonu liyois geulim. That means, Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu ledas drochecho. Zog Rashi, ledas drochecho, that's connected atachoyne lonu das. Umoylech lebaveinu, that's connected ashevenu. Lisloyach lonu, connected slach lonu. Liyos geulim, connected geulo. And that's how each one continues weiter. V'rachkeinu mimachaveinu, that's roi v'choylei. V'dashenu ben ois artsecho, that's mevorach hashonim. Unufetzusenu mi'abba kanvois, that's mekabes nitrei, mi'abba tekobetz. V'atoyim al daitcho yishbetu,
that Melech Yitzchak Mishpat. V'alreshoyim Tonev Yodecha, that's the Bichas Haminim, meaning once you're Misakin Avinenu, they even did it connected the Bichas Haminim, which was the 19th really. V'yisru Tzadikim, that's Mishum Miftach Tzadikim. V'binyan Nirecha, that's Bein Yerushalayim. V'sikon Echalecha, v'tzmichas Keren, l'David Avdecha, that's a Tzemach. V'richas Ne'el Ben Yisha Mishkecha, Terem Nikro, that's Shemea Tfilo, Terem Nikro. Ato Sane, Boruch Ato Hashem, Shemea Tfilo. So that's how you coil all the brachas in a shortened version. Zog di Gemara, Layit alo Abaye, Aman de Matzli Avinenu. Abaye was mekalali cursed. Someone who's Matzli Avinenu, someone who David Avinenu. Zog di Tosis, V'hochi Kaimelon, for someone who says Avinenu, it's not a good thing. He's Layit alay. V'yei shvorem de Masi kanimi li b'moso. That's only when you're regular home and you're in the city. Aval b'derech, someone who's traveling, then shori, k'demashim b'mechilten, gabi Rabbi Yossi, that's the famous Gemara and Daf Gimel that we had, that the Maisa was the churva, that over there Eliyahu told him, you should have davened Havineinu. Tosis over there explains that it's going on Havineinu. So upon him, the layet alay is only b'mosa, zog Tosis, and not b'derech. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, that we don't do tefillas Havineinu b'zman hazeh taka. Ein in the Bihaloch and the Mishabur and Simikuf Yud, Lemaisa Meikredin, Bishasa Tchak, a person could daven Avinenu. If a person has no choice, Bishasa Tchak, he should daven Avinenu. Lemaisa, the Mishabur says, we don't do it because we can't be Mechavim by seven either. Avinenu is really seven brachas. The three Yishoinim, three Achroinim, and the middle Avinenu. So once we're not Mechavim, so we do the whole thing right. Balkoponim Meikredin, if someone does have to do Avinenu, so then, it's dafka for shasat chak. Now, there's a machlekes achronim. If someone does have inenu shaloi b'shasat chak, is he yoytzech of his tefillah or not? B'diavad, meaning, is it only mesukim b'dafka shaloi b'shasat chak? If someone sees that a time is about to elapse and he has to daven avinenu, that's a discussion in the poskim also. If we can utilize avinenu, al kaponim ayin shom in siman kuf yud in the poskim and in the bihalacha. Zok the gemara weiter. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Kol Hashana, Kula Mispal Lodom Avinenu. Throughout the year, a person can daven Avinenu if he needs to. Chutz mi Moitze Shabbos and Moitze Yom Tovim. On Moitze Shabbos and Moitze Yom Tovim, because you have to say Havdolah, Mibnei Shetzach Lema Havdolah B'choy Nadas. And since Avinenu is just a koitzer, so you don't have a mokum to say the Havdolah, because in this koitzer is not Nichlal, this Loshon of Havdolah. So that's why you can't say Avinenu on Moitze Shabbos and Moitze Yom Tovim. Zog the Gemara, Mnei Shetzach, Loima Havdolah B'choy Nadas. And you don't have that, Ben Havinenu. Frag the Gemara, Masu Rabba Hashmuel, V'neim Rebroch Revias B'fnei Atzma. Meaning, before you start Havinenu, make a fourth brocha, and let that be the brocha of Havdolah. Just like we find, Miloy Tnan, don't we find, we learned in the Mishnah, later on, that Rabbi Akiva Oima, Oim Rebroch Revias B'fnei Atzma. Rabbi Kiva argues, you don't say Havdolah Atachan Antonu in Chayin Hadas. You make a bracha revius b'fnei atzma. After Gimel Yishoynes, you make a special bracha of Havdolah. Rabbi Eliezer over there argues, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer b'hoidah, you coil it in Bechas Moedim. But upon him, even though Havinenu doesn't have an Atachan Antonu, Frank the Gemara, just like according to Rabbi Kiva, you make a bracha b'fnei atzma, you should make a Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yontov when you say Havinenu, a bracha revius before Havinenu to coil Havdolah. And then enter the Gemara, Otu Kolashon Kulam Yavdinon Kreba Kiva. We never do like Kreba Kiva when we say Atachan Antonu throughout the year. We say it, we don't say Baruch Abiv Vnei Atzmai. We say it in the middle of Atachan Antonu. We say it in the middle of Atachon Elodim Das. We say Atachan Antonu over there. So the Hashta Nami Novid Navid. So why should we do now, when we daven Avinenu, why should we do any different than we do throughout the whole year? Throughout the whole year, we don't do like Rabbi Kiva, we do like the Chachomim. We say Avdolah in Atachoinein. So why now would we do Avdolah as a Bachar Rabbi Yisbifnei Atzma? So Gemara, Kol Hashana Kula my time Avdino Rabbi Kiva. The reason why we don't do the whole year like Rabbi Kiva is because Tam Nesrei Tikkun, Tasha Seila Tikkun. We have 18 Shmoneh Esrei, meaning besides the Lamashinim, and not 19. So Mamela, Hochanami, so when it comes to Tfilas Avinenu, it's Sheva Tikkun. Tfilas Avinenu is seven. Three Rishonim, three Achronim, and Avinenu in the middle. Tamne Loi Tikkun. Havinenu is not Tamne. According to Rabbi Kiva, if you're going to make a bracha revius b'fnei atzma, then it'll end up being Tamne. And that's why the Gemara says that we do not say Havinenu, Motze Shabbos, and Motze Yontov. And you can't do like Rabbi Kiva, bracha revius b'fnei atzma, because we never do like Rabbi Kiva. If we do like the Chachomim, we always say Avdolah in Atachoinein. Zog the Gemara, Maskevlo mazutra, a new question. V'nichlelo michlal havineinu Hashem lekenu hamavde mikosh lechoil. So ain't a chanami. Don't make a bracha v'yiz b'fnei atzmoi. But say avdolah in the middle of havineinu, meaning be koilit and havineinu Hashem lekenu hamavde mikosh lechoil. Zog di gemara kasha. That's not a kasha. The gemara blabs a kasha on that, that you could be say havineinu even on Motz Shabbos in the Yotzei Yontov and be masker avdolah in the havineinu itself. The whole year person says, except for Yemoisak Shomim, because since you cannot say Visein Talumoto, since you can't say Visein Talumoto, it's not part of Avinenu, so you can't say Avinenu in the whole Yemoisak Shomim. Maskevlo mazutra, v'nichlo michlal, v'dashneinu b'nois atzuch, v'sein talumoto. So be coiled in the middle of a dashneinu. While you're saying the shortened davineinu version of the bracha, b'chaz hashonim, be coiled in there, v'sein talumoto. Zog demora, osila trudei. A person might end up being forgetful. If you have to add in, insert two suddenly new words, so then you'll be nitrad and you won't be able to say avineinu correctly. Meaning, why did the Gemara before say kasha? The Gemara just blabbed with a kasha. The reason why we don't say avineinu on Motz Shabbos Motz Yontif, because you can't say atochen antonu in avineinu. And the Gemara the kasha, you should say it, you be koilit in avineinu. In fact, the Gemara v'nichla michal avineinu Hashem lekin amav mekosh lechoil. And the Gemara said kasha. Let the Gemara answer osela trude. Why the Gemara remained with a kasha? The Gemara could have said the same thing that osela trude. So on that, the Gemara answers. Amri hosom came in the asya betchilas lusei lematrit. That means when it comes to havineinu and adding in hamavdim mikosh lechoil in the beginning of the havineinu, over there is no chash that will make a mistake, because in the beginning of that tefillah you're more focused and you won't make a mistake. Mashekin in the middle of the tefillah to insert the same talamotar in the middle of the vedashneinu part, that taka the Gemara says. Meaning there's a difference between machnes extra words in the beginning, and that Gemara says kasha, you could have said avineinu and be machnes atochen antonu in there. Mashenkin the atrude is only a problem when it's not in the beginning. And that's over here the Gemara says, osel atrude, and before we remain with the kasha. Zog Gemara hocho, mashenka by shelis kshomim, kevin de asya be emtsa tzlusa, so matrid, so that it's taka, it'd be matched the person to say, vidashneinu be ois adzcha vesein talamoto, so melo you'll be toya, so over there, we're not coil it in the middle of avineinu, and we don't say avineinu in yemoisak shomim. Avdem frek de Gemara nukashe, maskelo ravashi, v'neim rebe shomea tfilo, that means that you'll be able to say, at the end of Havineinu, the last bracha of Havineinu is Shemei Tefillah. Just like in the beginning, you're not Torid, you're not Osel HaTrudei, only in the middle. So too at the end, explains it Slach. Zok Rabbi Yehuda, just like by the beginning, we said it's not going to be a Torid for you to be insert, and we went with the Kasha Taka, why we don't say Havdolah in the beginning of Havineinu. That was like a Kasha. But so, the same Talamotah should be able to insert at the end by Shemei HaTfilah. So why do we say that you don't say Havineinu on Yemoisak Shomim? Say Havineinu on Yemoisak Shomim, and say the same Talamotah by Shemei HaTfilah. And we find such a precedent that you can say the haskog of Saint Talamotah by Shemei Tefillah. Zok mo the Omer Avtachem Omer Av Asi Tov lehiskig vus shomim b'tchias amesim. If someone left that mashiv ruach by tchias amesim, machzirin oisoi. You have to daven against Shemun Esrei. Sheila b'birchas hashonim. Mashenka when it comes to the Saint Talamotah by birchas hashonim b'baruch aleinu, ain't machzirin oisoi. You don't have to daven again. Why? B'pnei sheyachol imro b'shemei tefillah. There's a makeup time. You can say it by Shemei Tefillah. And likewise, havdol b'chayin adas. Ain't machzir in oisah. If someone forgot Avdol Mechon and Daz, you're not machzir. Why? Bimnei Shechel Oim Alakois. You can always say it Alakois later on. So Alkoponim, to affect the Marakasha, that why do we not say, Havineinu Yemoisak Shomim, L'choyer you should say V'sein Talamotah together with Shemei HaTfilah. Avdem entered the Gemara, Tor Shaini. There's a big difference. Meaning, someone who made a mistake, and he forgot to say the same Talamotah, so we say there's a makeup time, you can say it in Shemei HaTfilah. But to be Mesaken L'chatchilah, the Birchas Avineinu should be that you say Maskir the same Talamotah by Shemei HaTfilah. To be Mesaken L'chatchilah,
to insertion lechatchila in Shemayat Tfila, that we don't do. To we taka say in Shemayat Tfila the things that you forgot. You can insert the Saint Alamot in Shemayat Tfila. That's taka true by to when you forgot. But to lechatchila be misaken that in Shemayat Tfila insert over there the Saint Alamot in the time that you say Avinenu, that we don't do. To shiny. Only by to we insert in Shemayat Tfila, but not lechatchila. Now Rashi over here says the reason why Mashvurach we don't say by Shemea Tfilah, Zot Rashi, Gvuas Hashkomim Haskor Ba'almuhu, Lefikoch Machzirin Oisoi, we're Machzirim if you forgot it. She'enoi Tfilah, it's not a Tfilah, it's not a Bakosha, Shiochal Oimra B'Shemea Tfilah. Things that you can put into Shemea Tfilah are Dafka Tfilahs, Dafka Bakoshas. Mashenkin, Mashvurach Moed Agoshim, the Achroim explained, is like a Birch Hashvach. It's a Shvach on the Ebishter. On a Shvach, we're not Nichlal, we're not Koil into Shemea Tfilah. Tfilas and Bakosh we coil into Shemayat Tfilah, but not something that's a Shvach. So the Bi'alocha has an Arichas over here in the end of Kuf Yud Zayin, and he says, what about all the other things that a person forgot in Shemona Esrei? Let's say he forgot any of the other Tfilas. Since they're Tfilas, so maybe you can be coil them in Shemayat Tfilah. Ein Echanami Mashvurach, you can be coil in Shemayat Tfilah, because it's a Shvach, it's not a Tfilah, it's not a Bakosh. But all the other things that are Bakoshes, maybe you should be able to insert into Shemayat Tfilah. So he has over there a discussion about that, Ayin Shom, in the end of Kuf Yud Zayin. Oh, Tosis over here, Mipnei Shechlo Oimo B'Shemayat Tfilah, K'do Omar, Shoylonam Tzrocho B'Shemayat Tfilah, V'Davke Tzrocho V'Davke Tzrochim, K'goin Sheyesh Techoyle B'Tech Beisoy, Oy Shetzorch Sodeo Mayim, Du Me'ein Tfilah, V'Chein She'ela, Aval Askora, V'Havdola, Mashenke Mashvurach Or Havdola, V'Shah Shvochim, also, she'enom ein shemayat tefila. So we see this yisoid. It has to be me'ein shemayat tefila to be machnis into shemayat tefila. Okay, we'll stop over here. Chavtesam and Aleph, six lines from the bottom by the two dots.